That's Taylor Swift and Bad Blood. It's 10:30. You're listening to Daytime on Downtown with me, Siobhan McGarry. Now, how often do you send a personal email from your workplace? How would you feel about your boss having access to your personal mail or private online messages? Well, yesterday, the European Court of Human Rights ruled on a case, and the upshot of it was employers can read workers' private messages sent via chat software and webmail accounts during working hours. I'd like to know your thoughts on this one. To talk a little bit more about it, though, I'm joined by Anna McCaffrey, who is a senior associate and employment specialist with Taylor Wessing Law Firm. And we're also joined by Yair Cohen from Cohen Davis Solicitors, who specialise in social media and internet law. You're very, very welcome to Daytime on Downtown.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Good morning. And Anna, can you just give us a little bit of the background of this case?
Yes, so in this case, the employee had been asked by his company to set up a Yahoo Messenger account, but for the purpose of contacting clients. So although it was a personal account, it was really to be used for professional purposes. But he chose to send personal emails through it, as well as business-related ones. And unfortunately, his company were monitoring his activities. And they had a policy which had a blanket ban on private internet use or private email use of this account during working hours, and found that he had been in breach of that, and therefore he was dismissed. So he took his case to the European Court of Human Rights on the basis that that had been an infringement of his right to a private life. But unfortunately, he wasn't successful, as they held that given it was a work-related account, his employer was quite entitled to check what he was up to during his working hours. It might have been slightly different if he'd been using a personal account. If, for example, he'd been, you know, using a private Hotmail account that had nothing to do with his work, then it might have been a slightly different outcome. But in this case, they'd found that actually the company was quite right, and there hadn't been an disproportionate impact on his right to private life.
So what are the implications of this, Anna, for me and for all those people that, you know, check their emails, check their personal emails, and maybe, you know, go onto a social media site and send a message or whatever in work time?
Well, I suppose the first thing is to be aware of what your particular employer's attitude to private email and internet use at work is. I mean, it's quite unusual these days to have a blanket ban on personal uses. It's quite harsh. It's not unlawful, but it is probably slightly out of step. So most places allow kind of, you know, proportionate use, perhaps in your breaks, or, you know, they trust their employees to not abuse the privilege of having access to the internet or emails. So I suppose the sensible thing would be to check what your company's IT policy is and to make sure you're aware of what's expected at your own workplace.
Indeed. And if I can just bring Yair in, Yair Cohen from Cohen Davis Solicitors. Yair specialises in social media and internet law as well. Yair, what are your thoughts on this? It smacks very much of Big Brother is watching you and watching everything you do at all times.
Well, you see, I aim to side with employers on these occasions. You know, I won't take the things to the extreme and say that the time belongs to the employer. I do agree that we all need to be reasonable here. But I think when it comes to use of email or any social networking that is also being used for work purposes, it is very important that there is a very clear separation between what the employee does in his private life and what the employee does for the purpose of fulfilling his or her employment obligations. Because you could have situations, for example, and I think this is up to the employer to make sure that there's very clear boundaries here, because we get cases sometimes where an employee is using employer's computers or employer's email in order to post certain things on the internet, and the IP address takes us back to the employer, and in some circumstances the employer might find themselves vicariously or indirectly liable to the action of the employee. So I think it is very, very important, as Anna said, to have very clear policies stating that there should be no personal use of any software or any social media accounts that are also being used for For work purposes.
Indeed. Anna, would the outcome have been the same? Because I looked at this and my reading into this was that if I sent a personal email from my personal email account on a work computer, that it could somehow be accessed, that my boss would have the right to access that personal mail or private online message if I sent it in my work time.
I think that would be harder to justify since probably more of a disproportionate intrusion into your private life. And I think certainly it might have been unfair if they had looked at the content of your personal emails in that situation. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they couldn't log how long you're spending, for example, on Facebook or WhatsApp or Hotmail, and decide actually, you know, if you're spending most of the day on Facebook rather than doing your work duties, that's still unacceptable. So, I mean, there's ways they can maybe monitor things without actually having to read the content of the emails themselves.
Yeah, because I even heard talk this morning about, you know, if you logged your phone into the Wi-Fi of the company as well, then that in some way that implicated you that they had rights over what you were doing with your phone on their Wi-Fi as well.
That would be probably quite harsh. I mean, it does depend on what the employer's policy is and how well it's communicated to the employees. But if they have quite a clear IT policy that they have the right to monitor both you know, the devices they give to you and your work computer, plus anything that you're kind of attaching to the company systems, and you choose to do that, then, you know, you might find yourself in problems. I think it's probably quite unusual for employers to want to look through personal emails that are on a personal phone. But again, there's a possibility that if actually they have reasonable grounds to think that you're abusing their trust in you by spending too much time on personal things during working hours.
I suppose the lesson in this year is don't send a personal email from your work email. Simple as that.
Well, I think there are at least two important lessons, one for the employers and one for the employee. So far as the employer is concerned, it is very, very important that, as Anna says, there are very, very clear policies. And I think employer can justify going through various what otherwise be personal material if the policies are appropriate, if the computer use policy, the privacy policy. Employer has a right to protect their intellectual property and to protect their reputation as well. So this is so far as the employer is concerned. As far as the employee is concerned, of course, the lesson is that absolutely don't mix things up. What is private, make sure. When you say private, whenever you send private messages, they are absolutely from your private and personal account. And that account is not under any circumstances being used for work purposes as well.
Anna, the Information Commissioner recommends employers encourage workers to mark messages as private and personal to help them protect their communications and not to open these unless there's a very good reason for doing so. Would you agree with that? Do you think that's the right move?
Yes, I mean, I think the whole kind of key principle here is that both what employees and employers do and employers monitoring of employees has to be reasonable and proportionate in the circumstances. And you know, and it's not the case that employers are particularly interested most of the time in employees' personal messages, particularly if they're sent on systems that aren't IT systems that belong to the company. So employees probably do have some expectation of privacy at work, and as long as they are being sensible and reasonable about things and are not giving cause for concern to the employer, then, you know, taking steps such as marking things private, being careful about, you know, distinguishing between work and private emails, and particularly if you're using your company's systems, so your company BlackBerry or your company laptop, to do things, to send personal emails or use the internet, that you're doing it within the terms of your company's IT policy. Mm. I've always been aware of what that is, since I think many employees are simply not aware of what rights their employers have to monitor their work system.
Indeed. We do have to leave it there. Thanks ever so much. Some great advice there. Yair Cohen from Cohen Davis Solicitors and Anna McCaffrey, a senior associate with Taylor Wessing, employment specialist there. Thanks ever so much for joining us on Daytime. Thank you. 9181 5050 is the number to call. How often do you send a personal email from your work email? How would you feel about your boss having access to something that's personal or private online message? Or do you know, you know, do you just not go there? Do you not send anything through your work email that is of a private nature? 9181 5050 is the number to call if you want to get in touch with us. Also on the show, very, very shortly, we're going to be talking about MPs have given initial support to the idea of England adopting an anthem. Now, we're not talking about a replacement for God Save the Queen, but Chesterfield MP Toby Perkins believes England needs its own anthem. After all, Scotland has Flower of Scotland and Wales has Land of My Fathers. The idea will be debated again at a second reading on the 4th of March, but I suppose it begs the question, if they decide to run with the idea, should we here in Northern Ireland do the same and have an anthem specifically for us? Love to know what you think about this one. 9181 5050 is the number to call. You can also go to the Downtown Radio Facebook page and leave your comment there. And you can follow us on Twitter at Radio Downtown.